Let's go.
This is the Training Camp Review Podcast from Patriots.com.
Tempo in out of the huddle.
The Training Camp Review Podcast is your daily source for all the news from Patriots training camp. Couldn't make it to the Patriots practice? Don't worry. The writers of Patriots Football Weekly have you covered. Well, maybe not Fred.
It's supposed to be hot. Supposed to be tough. The NFL. Training camp.
Now, here to review today's practice, the writers of PFW.
And we're back on day five. Eric Scalavino, Paul Perillo, Andy Hart from Patriots Football Weekly. Another two-a-day today, fellas, but we're here with you after the first practice because the next one's not going to be until later tonight. Paul, you're going to be here for that?
I will be here.
So yes. You'll keep the fans up to date on what goes on throughout the evening. But
just as a reminder,
yes,
that is a ticketed event for season ticket holders only.
Correct.
So general population, general fandom, do not show up tonight for that practice inside Gillette Stadium. If you do not have a ticket, you will not be admitted.
But we have plenty to talk about from the morning because there were some transactions made. There were players who returned after being hurt. There were players who were now hurt again. So we've got a bunch of things to talk about from the morning practice. Should we start off with the transactions, fellas?
Your
sure.
Podcast, you go right ahead.
You know, you might have read rumors around the internet that the Patriots were working out defensive end / outside linebacker, talk about Aaron Schobel and Buffalo, but nope. Patriots signed tight end Carson Butler and wide receiver Rod Owens.
Finally got my wide receiver Owens.
Yeah, exactly.
2 years asking for it.
Exactly. Carson Butler had been in the league for about a year. And he's been now with his sixth team. The Patriots are his sixth team in the past year. He's been on the practice squad or in off-season programs with a bunch of other teams.
Cincinnati and San Francisco, I believe, he spent time on the practice squad.
Yep, and he's been in other capacities with Detroit, the Giants,
Green Bay,
and now he's with New England.
Cut by all three of those teams,
right,
though.
Former Michigan Wolverine tight end, about 6'4", 255, I think was what I saw the listing as. Rod Owens, Florida State grad, last year led the team in catches, 61 catches, I believe, 700 and change yardage, 3 touchdowns, including a 98-yarder that tied the Seminole record. He was signed by the Rams earlier in the offseason, was there for a cup of coffee, got cut, now he's here. He's wearing number 15, Butler wearing 86, previously worn by David Patton, who retired the other day. Excuse me. So those guys were out there on the practice field today. Some of the guys who weren't, though, Matthew Slater, again, Brett Lockett, Derek Burgess, of course, Gary Guyton, who was hurt Sunday night, Logan Mankins, of course, Nick Kazier, who hasn't been around for the last few days, Ty Warren, also, we haven't seen him since about day one or two. Other guys who were not in pads but were there working out with the training staff, Jonathan Wilhite, Thomas Clayton, Terrence Johnson, Ron Brace, and Mike Wright. Two of the guys who were hurt the day before and didn't participate, Thomas Williams and Stephen Neal, were both back in uniform. It was a full pads practice in the morning, guys, but not really any hitting to speak of. I think they're sort of preparing for tonight where there's going to be a little bit of a more expanded practice. But thoughts from this morning, anything stick out from what we did see in the sort of an hour and a half of work that the Patriots put in this morning?
Paul, why don't you start us off? I don't want you to have nothing to add.
I agree with Eric's assessment that it was almost a glorified walkthrough, I would call it. There was no contact to speak of. A couple of things that I did notice in Eric's lengthy list of players that missed, I thought provided some opportunities to see some different combinations. One that Andy pointed out, I guess, yesterday on the blog was Brandon Spikes working alongside Gerard Mayo with a group on the team defense, which I thought was interesting. They did some 7-on-7 work that had both of those guys out there, too. It was kind of a strange 7-on-7, too. It was only about half of the offensive alignment was out. This was like four players with the receivers on one side. So it's a little bit of a different look there. You know, beyond that, we're still kind of in shambles on the offensive line with Neal back, but you're still missing Kazier. And, I think the injuries are starting to affect some of the preparation. I think that's one of the things that I noticed today was, some guys sort of out of the spots that they would normally be in and not being able to get probably as much work as you'd like. In terms of individual players, I thought Aaron Hernandez up and down, but he was the guy who really stood out the most to me today in practice. He made a couple of terrific catches, had opportunities to make a couple of others and didn't. Seemed to get shaken up a couple of times. You know, was up slow. It was an eventful practice for him, I thought. And also, as one of the things that you guys must really relish because you like you know, Neanderthal traditions, the watering down of the field today with the rookies sliding in the back, way in the back corner of the practice field. Annual rite of passage here in Foxborough that took place today.
With Brady holding the hose, spraying down the players with the hose. I wanted to get back to Hernandez for just a minute. And Brady, post-practice, Aaron Hernandez on one knee with Tom Brady, probably for about 10 minutes. Dan Copen was kind of in the area milling around, but it looked like he was kind of getting a talking to in terms of, you know, professionalism. I don't know, but it just looked like a serious conversation between the quarterback and his young tight end, and you don't see that a lot. I mean, we take note of it all the time, you know, Moss with a receiver, yep. Or, you know, back when they had veteran linebackers, the veteran linebackers talking to guys. Mm-hmm. This was the quarterback spending some time with a tight end, not, you know, outside of his position. I thought it was very interesting. I'm not sure what exactly it was, but I thought very interesting that the quarterback took an extended period of time to talk about some stuff with his young tight end.
Now, quarterback also walked off the field with the owner today, which they had
anything to report?
Robert, no. I will say
no.
I will say what Robert Kraft said about it, because Robert was asked about it, and I'll get to why we spoke to Robert Kraft today. But those two walked off the field after practice.
Would you like to characterize their
expressions? The entire length of the field, all the way into the
demeanor of the conversation.
The I mean, certainly not much to read by that. I didn't see anything on that. But the Patriots announced you know, the implementation of a huge project, a solar project. Seven different buildings at Patriot Place will be powered. I think 30% of the energy will now be green, so to speak, and as the buzzword was, an eye towards sustainability. So Mr. Kraft was involved in the presentation of that package today. When it was over, he did address the media briefly on a couple of Patriots-related questions. One of them, obviously, was Brady. He was asked about his long walk off the field and smiled and said, you know, he talked about Brady's birthday coming up tomorrow, which, by the way, is 33rd birthday, August 3rd. And the way that Mr. Kraft ended it was just with a smile and saying, we look forward to celebrating many more birthdays here in Foxborough with Tom. So
10 more?
Take that for whatever it's worth.
Another thing back to practice that I thought was somewhat interesting. At the end, when the rookies and first-year or second-year guys get the opportunity, scrimmaging, 11-on-11 work, the rest of the team was gathered either on the sideline or in the end zone behind them, all except for Wes Welker, who was on the opposite empty field with some more members of the equipment staff, medical staff, and he was running through some routes, catching passes, and continuing to just sort of sharpen up, knock the rust off, whatever you want to call it. But he did continue during the earlier part of practice to take part in sort of the positional work against defenders when they had the one-on-one stuff, which was a little bit of a departure from what he had done in the spring, but he started doing that yesterday in his second practice back, and that just continued today, and he continues to make progress. Almost really don't even notice, except for the fact that he has the brace on, that there was ever anything wrong. He looks like he's running and cutting fine, like I, you know, used to seeing him before. Doesn't seem to have lost any quickness. We were kind of concerned that he wouldn't be the same player coming back from this injury, but so far I haven't really seen that. I've seen that he's kind of the same Wes Welker.
Right. I mean, you won't really be able to tell until you get to game action, game speed, and results.
Right.
I mean, Wes
he
Welker,
takes a hit
the old
or two.
Well, right. No, I'm just saying the old Wes Welker, pencil in 6 to 8 catches as a lock, as a baseline to start from virtually every week. If he's going out there and week after week having 2 or 3 catches, you know what I'll say? My eye tells me he's the same, but he isn't, because the old Wes Welker produced. It was roll out of bed, catch 6 to 8 balls, regardless of the game, the defense, the coverage. Until we see that, I don't think we can just assume it's going to be there.
I would take it a step further by saying, Andy, even if you see the 5, 6, 7, 8 catches, is he making the guys miss
right.
that he normally does and making the plays that he normally does? Because
leading the NFL in yards after contact.
Yeah, if he's not, then that's where he's lost, you know, some of the mobility from the knee. And I agree, you're not going to find that out until you see him make a tackle or miss.
Word.
Right. So that's pretty much the extent of what we have for highlights from the morning practice. Again, they cut it short a little bit so that they could maybe take a little bit more time tonight to entertain the season ticket holders. Right now, Andy's getting entertained by the Katy Perry song that's closing out our podcast. But again, Paul Perillo will be manning the press box for us tonight so that he'll keep you informed on anything that happens tonight.
Who's in this song? Snoop Dogg. Who's he friends with?
Willie McGinnis.
We need an outside linebacker. This song is very appropriate for the show. Thank you very much.
Wow, you can really tell camp is getting to us. We're hitting the wall, but we're 5 days in, heading towards six. Join us tomorrow for another podcast for another two-a-day here at Patriots Training Camp.
Peace out.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.